Tuesday, April 13th. Being in this new NFT blockchain world that I've dove into in the last few months, I've been a part of new conversations that I previously wasn't. Like I grew up, or I was around in my adult life in Manhattan, friends who were in the market, and this is the stock market, obviously not Topshop market, and you know, I was around them a lot, but I kind of like didn't participate in that type of chatter. So I wasn't in on like the, you know, the little nudge, hey, so-and-so likes Anacott Steel or whatever it is. But now I'm in these weird Discords and Twitter conversations and one-on-one conversations with people I don't know, people I do know who I brought into the NFT world who are have finance background. And I'm starting to like either indirectly or very directly get like some tips once in a while. And I got one a few weeks ago about this brand new, I'm not going to say exactly what it is because I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but I got one about this alt, this new coin, right? This new token living on the blockchain that was, you know, from a very trusted source. And they said, you know, there's this like premier listing. I don't even know what the right vernacular is, but it was basically being released to the public for the first time, but only in limited quantities. And if you're in the US or Canada, you can't buy it. But if you're living in Costa Rica, you might get accepted. And I did. And it was like these three phases. And I was like in the queue for I registered for my phase. And there was a maximum amount, which wasn't that much money, but fairly significant. And I lined up and my option was option three. So like I knew option one and option two, I like read Twitter and saw what happened. And like, it was a mess. Ends up this thing, I guess, ended up being not such a secret, at least in this crypto altcoin world, because the demand was insane. So I knew going into my day, my evening, I think it was like 5 o'clock on a Thursday, that my chances were sort of slim. And sure enough, it didn't work out. I didn't get it. I was like number 300,000 in line, and only, you know, the first 10,000 people scooped up the whole lot, even with these maximum ceiling limits. I was pissed, upset, whatever, forgot about it. Yesterday, I decided to just check, hey, what is this price at now? And lo and behold, it's about 100x of what it was when I could have bought it. So, you know, for example, you know, my four digit investment would now be six digits as of this moment. And I don't know if that keeps going up or where it goes, but like that is not insignificant. And now I'm pissed, but I'm also not that I'm bummed, but now I'm also pissed at the fucking system. This rigged bullshit that I've hated for years that is just so obvious. It's like if you're in the room, you get the nudge, you get the tip, hey, buy this, and this is how the rich get richer, and all these smart and successful people, and my air quotes are as big as you can fucking get them right now, thrive, right, and become something that you want to be or you believe is earned. And some of them are, is not everybody, but there are many that are doing this type of shit, just chopping up the big bucks, just passing them back and forth like an assist from fucking Stockton to Malone. Hey, you go buy this on Tuesday, and then I'm gonna go buy this next Thursday, and you guys are all on the inside in this little tiny club that are just chopping shit up. And that's how the world works, and it's fucking absurd. Anyway, doesn't mean that the next time I get one of these for the next coin or the next blockchain item or the next thing that's coming out, because I'm happen to be standing in the right place right now, I'm not going to take advantage of it, because I am. Like Clay Davis says, shit, I'll take anybody's money if they're just giving it away. But I don't know, man. Life is fucking strange sometimes.